Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks.
I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Friday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Want to apologize off the bat for those trying to watch right now on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. We're having some video issues outside my control. The stuff is glitching. I can't fix that right now. Hopefully at some point during the show, fix it. I did restart the computer, which you think would help.
We'll cancel Radio Tradio.
It will not be canceled. No. We can still do that without the video.
My.
Well, it doesn't need, but we are.
It's radio.
Radio did start.
It's not video, tradio.
Radio, tradio, things you can hear.
We're okay.
Talk about.
Can they hear us on YouTube?
Yes, they can hear us.
Okay, well, they'll be fine. Imagine us.
I will continue to try to fix this as the show goes on. But as of right now, I don't have video. And sorry.
Just imagine.
I tried.
Bill.
Glitching out.
Bill, what color you think he's wearing, Rashawn? Joe in Boulder? Bill's wearing
Nels
black.
In Montana.
Wearing
Nels.
Bill's wearing black. I'm wearing black, and Jake's wearing black.
We all wear black.
Oh, that's not the same one. I thought it was the half logo. I thought you brought it back. You wore it 3 times a week our first 2 years. It was incredible.
What did that thing? Do you still have it?
I still have it. The half logo is a Under Armour.
Under Armour. It's a iron-on patch. You know,
it looks good.
God, remember that when you were a kid?
I don't think it
was. Iron-on? Remember that? Remember the iron?
Bill, I don't think it's iron-on.
I think it's iron-on. Matt, you guys didn't do iron-on patches?
Maybe once.
You never.
I know what you're talking about.
You never said anything for a long time.
I didn't.
No, you didn't. But you noticed it.
You noticed it immediately. That's my problem. It's part of my demise.
He sees everything.
Oh, I got to thank.
He misses nothing. He sees everything.
I have a genuine thank you to Bill. Genuine thank you for Bill's thrills. Yeah. And all of them, most of them. Yesterday was really good. And it sparked a lot of incredible conversation in my life.
Actually, what was yesterday? What did I do?
It was the vacant lot.
Oh, the lot. Absolutely.
Missing Tooth Greg as a kid for foul lines. Would get his mom's flower and put it down, which I thought was incredible. And then also he'd had cutout. He would put cutout infielders in the field. And I love that stuff. So thank you. And it made me think about.
There's also the empty lot also where you had ghost runners.
Yeah.
Ghost runner on second.
They're always so fast. They score. There's no way they scored.
It become controversial sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, no, the ghost runner would not have made it.
No, exactly. I can imagine this conversation going, now it's like, hold it. I'm going to look at my phone for a while. Instead, it was like, there's no way he doesn't make it on that.
Right, exactly. That was a triple. No, it was just a double. He would not have made it.
Yeah.
That was the best.
Yeah. So, yeah, thank you for that. That was beautiful. Now, we're doing Radio Tradio.
We're on the radio. We're on the stream. We just can't see us. But everything else is good. And, yes, we are doing at 735, 740-ish Radio Tradio today.
Have we called anybody to try to see if we can fix this? We have breakers that are upset.
I can fix this.
Fix the...
The breakers cannot fix the video.
I'm not too worried
about
it.
Only I can.
As long as they can hear.
It's not working. Yeah.
I kind of like it when they can't see us.
But if someone is counting on the tube... YouTube.
Well, they could be on the tube. They just can't see. They can see a moving graphic the whole time.
They can hear us, and that's what traditional radio is. Yeah.
You know, one of the days that we had the issues of the power, about a month or two ago, we had one of our highest viewerships ever that day. They couldn't even see us. They were just listening to us. So that was old school radio.
Why don't we just do that
on the video format? They didn't have to see us.
Why wouldn't we just do that?
They just liked that.
If I had my choice, I told you we listened to that show, that college show on 84. And there's no video.
No video.
Those guys, and they're yucking it up all the time of things they saw of each other. And it's pretty amazing how they sound like they're sitting next to each other.
Wait a second. You said if I had my, don't we have our choice?
We're on video.
We have to be?
Map.
Yeah, what is that?
Kind of the choice. Yeah, it's kind of how it goes.
Okay. We don't have a choice.
No.
Doesn't sound like it.
Jake is the...
I mean, today we don't because we don't have any
it's
video.
It's funny, there's a
it's
choice.
It's just glitching out.
Yeah.
I keep trying. It says, camera one, not communicating. Camera two, not... It's just glitching out. Just it's frozen.
You notice
so.
Jake will lay down the law.
I will. Well, yeah. I have to sometimes.
Well, it'd be nice if he came in a little earlier, maybe. And
I did. That wouldn't fix anything.
Some of this stuff.
Well, I was here first today, I think, of all three of us, though.
Okay, easy. Yeah. Easy.
It was. Well, I was in Sterling last night. I was in Sterling.
Oh, yeah. How did that go?
Oh, incredible.
Sterling is where?
It's southeast. I'm going to tell you, southeast. Okay. It would be I'm going to say 15 miles west, due west of Tecumseh.
Okay.
Yeah, due west of Tecumseh.
Thank you.
They have everything. I love driving. I got there early to drive around the town. They have a nice little convenience store. I have a nice main street. Saw a couple churches. I drove around
a little bit.
I always do. I drive around a small town and kind of see where they got going. And it's quite unique how towns were built differently. Mm-hmm. Different ideas, different plans, and architecture is what I look for.
Architecture.
That's my deal.
I think last week someone said they wanted to treat you to lunch out there in Sterling. What's after that? after your speech.
At the, well, the,
someone had texted
or
in
a
about
drink.
That.
Yeah,
a drink or
a beverage.
Yeah,
I think.
Beverage.
Don't know that. That didn't happen last night.
Oh, dang it.
But hang on. Don't try to rain on Sterling's parade.
I'm not trying to.
It was incredible.
It's because the video's not working.
Yeah, it's because his video's not working. So Jake now is taking
shots
at us. Well,
I remember somebody texting in.
Yeah, they wanted to get Bill to get his drink on.
Yeah. So they said, even get a drink on.
Even if it's a pop or a water, we want to buy you a beverage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a water. It's free.
So it was a speech to a group?
Yes. It was the youth group. So there was youth there.
Okay.
And also parents and booster club and all of that.
Where was it held?
So it was a lot of fun. At the high school. And it was the high school. I was pretty shocked. I go, this gym looks fairly new. They're like, no, it's probably like 30, 40 years old. Really? I go, really? It looks pretty
interesting.
Pretty new, but it was a nice
well kept.
Well kept. Sterling has themselves together. They do.
That,
so thank you for hosting me last night.
Was this
night.
An evening? This was an
evening event. Evening event.
Did you have to dress up?
I had pants on, not jeans. Yeah, there was no dungarees.
Put your pants on.
Yes, then I went with the black top.
Good job.
Yes.
Yeah, if you can't, Corey, who's our regulars? Corey and Bird. Bill's wearing black today.
Yes. All black.
Yeah. Jake doesn't always wear black.
I wear black quite a bit.
Is Gingis with us?
Is Gingis
corn? I don't see Gingis. Well, roll call is in a few minutes.
Oh, easy. Okay.
Yeah. I was in Elkhorn last night for my dad's 85th birthday. Now, that's a little town,
That's
too.
A big deal.
That's a little town.
Oh,
Elkhorn?
Is.
Yeah, I mean,
no, it's not.
Hold on, downtown.
I thought you're being,
downtown. Downtown. There's a downtown Elkhorn.
Yeah, Elkhorn's like on Class A and everything.
Yeah, they're Class
A. They're not.
A.
It's not a little town.
There's several Elkhorns. There's not a little town at all.
There is.
It's a piece of.
They've got two Class A high schools now.
It's a piece of
Elkhorn North.
Elkhorn's
and Elkhorn.
Bigger than Columbus.
How do I explain this though?
Like I don't know because it doesn't make sense.
The downtown part is really little.
There might be like a unique.
There was the original downtown.
If you live in Elkhorn, basically, where do you live?
Well,
you live in Omaha,
right?
That's where you live.
There is a little downtown area though. That seems like you're in a downtown, like that's not even as.
I mean, you know, it's 25,000. That's what it says.
Yeah, I get it, but the downtown area is small.
Okay, it's Elkhorn.
Elkhorn's Omaha. There's nothing small about it.
No, the downtown is. It's just a little brick area.
They have two Class A schools, and they have Elkhorn Mount Michael.
I can't say I've been to Elkhorn, like downtown.
You don't know what I'm talking about.
So I cannot, confirm or deny your.
You're driving on 31, and you take a left on Corby Street, and it takes you right into this little downtown area. I'm just telling you.
And was there a dinner last night?
Yeah, for my dad turned 85. There was a sizable dinner.
Was Adam there?
Adam was there.
But no Marty.
No, Marty's in Florida. Yeah. Kathy was
Bennett?
There. Bennett? No, Bennett. No,
Kathy was there. Thank you, Kathy, for listening.
Kathy is a great listener.
Yes.
She's a great
listener. When she chimes in, it's always something gold. It's something very funny, it's very well thought out, and it's spot on. I've never once heard you just read a text from Kathy and go, whatever.
No,
every time she just nails it.
Kathy's with it, and she does say it does seem like you and Bill were dropped on Earth when you were 55, and you're always like, oh, I'll be darned.
Yeah. But damn.
There's just stuff. She says there's stuff that you guys should know that you don't know.
There's a lot
of
that.
You know what? You've got some support for this Elkhorn take. Husker Mike says, you are correct. Downtown Elkhorn is a small town feel. Patrick says, there is a quaint downtown in Elkhorn. It feels like a small town, and I'm from a small town. So you have some support.
Thank you.
Okay.
On Elkhorn's downtown.
Population does
not. Hey, Connor. Stick it.
Well, come on.
Hey,
that
Connor.
Look.
Wow.
Did he give you a glare?
Stick it. Yes.
Oh, he gave you a glare.
Yeah, okay. He's holding up 36,000.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
How about that, Connor?
Hey, Connor.
Taking shots.
I'm going to take you to Elkhorn.
Yeah.
Let's dance. Leave you there.
Drop you down.
Stick it.
Sorry about stick
it. Will in Fullerton says, I'll back sip up on the Elkhorn thing. Quaint little downtown with a killer Mexican restaurant.
Maximo's,
where you went to, right?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
That's
it's
where
good.
You went.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I'd like to know also, there is, it's right in the Elkhorn area because my nephew
you
and
guys
his,
can both stick it too, by the way.
Hey, what did I do to you?
I'm still sticking with the facts are facts, Steve. 38,000, three high schools. Yeah. So that would be like saying Columbus is a quaint little town.
No, but the downtown, Columbus downtown's like Chicago compared to Elkhorn. It is.
There's a sweet, help us out in Elkhorn,
Connor,
people. There is a mom and pop Dairy Queen there in Elkhorn. What is the name of that?
Chef?
Is that what it's called?
It's the one, yeah, right on the main road, right?
Yeah, it's on the main road.
Yeah, it's Dairy Chef. Very popular. Always a line there.
Yeah.
Okay. Always a line.
It's not as good as the one in Bellevue, I don't think, but this
Yeah, it's Dairy Chef.
Yep. Dairy Chef?
Dairy Chef.
How about that? What name? Let's go Dairy Chef. All right. Put the sign
happy
up.
Chef. We can do Dairy Chef, though.
That's right.
All right. Yeah, that's it for me.
Oh, we got something. Corn Dog says, this is Corey from Sterling. I met Bill last night, and my wife has a cottage bakery here, and I'm going to bring you guys some cheesecake. I want to know your guys' favorite flavors you want. So he met Bill in Sterling last night.
When? Where's the cheesecake?
As we said, he showed me the website, and I about lost it. First of all, I said this. I go, I just like cheesecake. I don't need any other things, just cheesecake. And then he drops this one on me out of the blue. He goes, well, there's a pecan pie cheesecake. Oh. And then I about fell over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be good.
Yeah.
I like regular
cheesecake. One. Yeah, regular cheesecake's good.
With some kind of like cherry glaze.
We'll take that.
A little glaze. We'd like, the website is unbelievable. So please, I'm begging of you to bring that cheesecake in.
You like graham cracker crust.
First thing
That's
I said
you have to
him,
right?
Ask him, have him text in. First thing I looked at him, I go, graham cracker crust? Yeah. That's the thing. That's the key to
hardened.
Everything. Yes. Hardened. Yeah, no, yes.
Absolutely.
But you'd like it to be ample.
Ample, hardened,
I want it
cold.
Ample. Yes.
I want it ample, hardened, and cold.
Trust me, you want to hear us talk about that bakery? Bring in some free cheesecake. And
please do.
And things will get heated up pretty quick.
Corey/Corn Dog from
Corn
Sterling.
Dog. He's super nice, too. I think he sat basically right in the front row.
Well, Corn Dog texted. I didn't know that he was from Sterling. He texts all the time, so he's a regular texter to the show.
Maybe
so.
That's who got you there.
What's that?
Could have been.
He could have been part of it. I think Tracy was the one.
Tracy
that
did that.
Tracy handled that. She was phenomenal. The whole group was great. I could live in Sterling in a heartbeat.
Could you?
Yeah. Wouldn't
could you vacation
me
there or not?
I would vacation there also. Also, I'm not sure who it was. I was driving the town, maybe on the west side. Corn Dog chime in. Somebody has a sweet above ground pool with one of the biggest slides I've ever seen. So I don't think Sterling. I don't know. I didn't look enough. I don't know if they have a pool or not in town.
Didn't notice a public pool.
And I didn't notice a public pool, but what I noticed was some family took it into their own hands and just said, "I'm not worried about that. We'll have
come over to our house.
Come over to our house," and they have a monster slide.
It'd be hard to pull off a public pool on your own though, because you got to have a concession stand and
a lot of stuff.
How are you doing that?
Arthur has one.
Would you let them take a shower in your house? Would you make me take a shower before I get in your pool?
I would. Just go in the house. Imagine that going. Just,
it would be preferred.
Just go right through our bedroom and the bathroom's inside.
I'd say if you look grimy, then yeah, I might ask for that.
Sybil's in there. that deal, the fight that went on for the pool shower was real. It was just, Jake, it was unbelievable.
What did you do?
What's that?
Did you do it?
You do the fast like that. It just a fast kind of walk so you can show what?
Yeah, exactly.
Or sometimes you come out of your side and like that and just launch into the pool immediately.
That's what I did.
It was always a speed move to the pool and be like, well, I showered.
Right.
And then, well, how can I prove me wrong? I'm already in.
Right.
Corey typed in and says that guy is his neighbor, two houses down. There is no public pool, but that person with the above ground pool, two houses away from where where Corey lives.
I wonder if I drove right by him.
I wonder if he welcomes others. And you wouldn't have to. I'm not saying that.
Corey, have you ever been down the slide? It's a real slide. It's a big slide. That's what I noticed. It wasn't one of those. It wasn't whoop. It was whoop.
Have you thought about a slide for
I don't know how to put this.
What's your daughter's
Scotland.
Name? Scotland, yes.
Not Caitlin. I don't know where we put the slide.
Jocelyn.
I don't know where we put the slide. It had to probably be another
deck. Oh, it's possible.
You could do it.
I'm not doing it from that main deck.
Why is that?
I've got some questions. I don't want to do that.
Structural?
I don't want that to cause
need to call house menders?
I think it'd be more of a Randy question for building something else.
Gotcha.
But we love house menders. Did a great job on staining the deck.
Sounds like you took a shot at house menders.
No, it's not a shot. Oh, yeah. We love Layton. We love Cade. House menders did a great job, but this might be a building project for Randy.
Randy.
And then if house menders wants to help out with the slide, they're more than welcome to help out. Yeah. This might be a while, though. I don't see it happen anytime soon.
Don't be worrying about this video thing. Me and Bill actually prefer it this way.
Yeah, it's not coming back.
Is there any complaints?
Not really. So I'm just saying, well, happened again. Well, it's technology. Technology happens.
I don't even regard it as a problem.
As long as they can still hear,
okay. They can hear everything.
Because people
they just can't
if they
see
tune
us.
In, to, and that's their way of listening. You'd be like me, like, well, you can listen to it a different way. It's like I think people get pretty locked into their system with what they have. But there was a lot of breakers there last night.
Good,
Sterling.
And they all have to be on the app, obviously.
Oh, so they just listened in. They don't watch.
I think I would believe so. I'm not sure, but there's a lot of breakers there, and it was very kind.
We got to continue to build the breaker.
We need to try to add. Can we add one today?
That'd be
nice if we could add one in.
Maybe Tradio brings that in.
Maybe.
Radio Tradio.
735.
You know what I hope happens? I hope someone trades for a radio. That would be the ultimate Radio Tradio.
I will say, last night, Idle Chit Chat mowed the yard. I did not have a fight, though, with the weed whacker. It worked properly. The string was out. For the first time, I felt like I finished. Like, this actually was not a pain in the butt. It went well, and I must have stringed it properly the other day, and it worked great.
I've never had a lot of trouble with the weed whacker working. It's just the threading. When you run out of the that's it. That's always
I've never had any problems.
I'm just saying it didn't end up on the nubs, which is good. It still had string out when I was done, so I was very happy.
No kidding.
I was pleased with
Oh, I might never make it one time through.
That's a good night.
Exactly. I was happy. I said, wow, but I did a lot of weed eating last night and
the string hung in there.
The string was still in there. I was pretty pleased. Made some progress on the fence.
Matter like if you bang it up against the bricks, like
that'll shorten the string.
That'll shorten the string. Yeah.
It sounds like Jake does a very elementary level of weed.
I'm wondering, actually.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like he's getting in the
middle of it. Are you supposed to go to the nubs every single time that you weed whack?
Or you either have a layup type of deal, or I'm in the middle of some stuff. I'm gonna hit.
I was hitting the bricks. I was hitting the fence. I was hitting that.
I wonder why it hung in there so well.
How about when you see those big, like a trailer over there go by, and they've got three mowers on it, and they have all this equipment, and then you see the racks of weed eaters.
Yeah.
Racks of weed. And what's their day? Every day, they have to thread a weed eater.
Every day.
That would be a pain in the ass.
That would be
a giant
pain. What do you do today? I have to thread the weed eater because I go through that much.
Well, when they hire, I wonder if they say, can you thread a weed eater?
That's probably the interview. Here you go. Here's the wire. Put it in.
Ooh.
There you go.
That'd be stress.
Or I wonder if it's an every night deal, too. It's like, hey, check it.
Before we leave.
If you get out and you're on your first job, and all of a sudden you're, that bad day.
Yep.
Bad day.
No, because it could derail you for an hour.
Yeah. Me, it could be the day. you might run out and just go home. Just go home.
Any lawn service guys weigh in.
Yes, please.
How do you handle that? Is that a deal breaker if you're in the hiring process?
If they can't string, how would they?
Can you string a weedy?
Imagine walking over there a time you're just kind of like hand it to your boss. Just like, and he's like, we gotta learn how to do this now.
I'm not doing this for you every time.
I'm not doing this. I can't take it. I can't take this pressure. I can't take the discomfort.
There's pressure.
There's pressure and discomfort.
There's pressure.
I'm still, it's gonna hit sometimes probably for me. Late summer, and it's going to be all that September. It's like, here we go.
Bill's just hands though.
I think the here boss has to tell the employee, you have to string a weed eater in a set amount of time or you can't do this job. And I don't know what that, I'd say 20 minutes.
Well, the one thing is you have to give them some sort of, the caveat there is they have to have a learning, because every weed eater is different. If I go to Jake's right now, even though I can do mine now, if I went to Jake's right now,
different.
Problem.
Yeah.
Problem.
Yeah. I felt really insufficient.
What was the problem last night? I was pretty happy.
I felt incredibly insufficient the morning, Saturday morning that Olivia brought. Olivia?
Sophia?
Sophia.
There you
go. Sophia brought that weeder and said, can you do this?
I'm in a hurry. Sadly, no, I can't.
I just said no. And you really weren't even in a hurry.
You went with, I'm in a hurry. Just, wow.
I probably was in a hurry.
You couldn't even do it. You just gave her a reason you couldn't do it.
Sophia. Sophia. Why am I keep calling her Olivia?
Kevin says, I had to string my weed eater yesterday. It's crazy. It takes serious concentration. Yeah, it does. And a lot of profanity probably, too.
Takes serious.
The face that Bill gave during...
That's the only problem with the video.
You can't see that.
You can't see Bill's face.
We can see Bill, though.
Remarkable. Yeah.
But you can imagine that
Connor,
face
why are you
of
laughing?
Frustration.
Stick it.
Connor, you were rough today on that Elkhorn thing.
Yeah.
Did you hear the support?
Yeah.
A lot of support.
And I'm the first person. Hey, listen, buddy. I'm sorry. Had a small town vibe.
Our bad.
And yeah,
our bad.
We went off a population only. We didn't go off your heart.
We didn't.
And that bothers
me. We didn't see what you
saw. We didn't saw it. We exactly. All of a sudden,
your eyes had the visuals, and we did not.
I wasn't offended.
Sean says Sip is right. Stick it, Connor.
Yeah, yeah.
That's from Sean in Omaha.
Sean in Omaha.
Connor.
Anyway, if you get a chance, if you guys get a chance this weekend, go to Sterling. Just drive down there.
Okay, southeast.
Yeah, southeast.
That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at 738 Ag. They don't guess, they game plan using soil tests, yield maps, and field data. They help farmers call the right shots for their ground. Learn more today at 738agllc.com. Joey and the team in Bertrand.
Have a little bit of a situation.
What's that, Bill?
Out of Bertrand. Got the information last night.
What's that?
Joey is going to have a baby girl.
Whoa!
How about that? Breaking news.
Brilliant. That's for you, Joey.
Brilliant.
Brilliant.
Joey's really not having it. It'd be more of his wife, but Joey was involved.
He's not having a baby. No, that'd be incredible.
It'd be a news. We'd get, there'd be trucks, news trucks would be there for that.
David Muir would be in town.
But they had like that.
You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to Progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit Progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. You've got weight loss goals, but hitting them is another story. Enter Weight Loss by Hims. It's designed to support you in losing the weight and keeping it off. And Hims now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. Through Hims, everything happens online. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary, and it doesn't stop there. Hims makes hitting your goals seamless by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and an in-app lifestyle and nutrition support like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Ready to reach your goals? Visit Hims.com/earlybreak to get a personalized, affordable plan that gets you. That's Hims.com/earlybreak. Hims.com/earlybreak. Weight loss by Hims is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit Hims.com.
He sends it to me last night, the information. I'm like, now hold it. And finally, I'm struggling with the math. He goes, no, you're right in the struggle. He goes, it was 13 years apart. They have a son, another guy have a daughter. 13-year window.
13-year window.
That's a window.
That's a big window.
It's a big window. Yes. Absolutely. Yes. When,
Joey.
When their son's at graduation, you know, she'll be four. You know, that's all right.
Yeah. That's okay, though.
It's okay. How old is Joey's? What would Joey's age be?
Well, you coached him in what year?
I'm going to guess Joey about high 30s.
What was his last year?
High 30s, maybe 40.
What was his last year at Nebraska?
I'm going to say about seven.
Okay. Seven, so that was like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And he was probably 21.
No, yeah, 2005 is last year.
2005, so
he's 21 there and he was 20. Okay,
he's in his 40s.
In his 40s.
Ooh, he's...
How about that?
He's like 42.
How about that? Yeah. Joey getting it
done. Older dad.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, old dad. Yeah.
42 would be the number on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. 43, actually. Yeah. 43 years.
This is four.
Trust me, we go to events for Gigi, and there's someone there that has their oldest is the same age as Gigi. As I'm looking at him, I go, oh wow, not even the same world here.
No,
we're like 30 years apart. I mean, it's like, oh wow, it's a lot. They look at me like, wow, which one's your grandchild?
Oh and no, they don't. Can, they do not.
They don't
say Bill,
that.
No
but they
way.
Kind of have that look. I think. Yes.
Don't view it like
that's
that.
Okay. That's okay.
Joey,
that and his operation is called
738
Ag
in Bertrand.
Tell you what, so they were doing more than ag out there. Yeah.
They're growing things.
Yes.
738 Ag.
Yes.
Joey, congratulations.
Congrats.
This will be a big deal now. I don't know. Usually when you do the reveal of some sort, they're usually what? How far along?
At least 4 or 5
four
months.
4 to 5
four
months.
4 to 5
right?
months is when
four
they do
Four to five
that,
months. Yeah. So
which
I'm just
probably
trying to,
September timeline.
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
About
that. Joey, chime in. When are we looking at birth? And should the ticket be out there for maybe some sort of a live remote?
Hey,
for the birth?
Yes.
We'll see if Joey's wife's okay with that.
Well, we could be in the hospital.
Be in the hot.
I don't know if the hospital.
Breaking
have
news:
live
the baby's
remote.
Here. We're not. The baby has arrived. Baby Rufus is here.
Right in here. Got a window.
do would a hospital allow live?
I would
think
say
they would.
Probably. I think they.
I don't know if we're going right in there. I think we'd be right outside the door.
Okay, outside.
We might have a spot for us. Yes. But
outside.
Be right.
It's a little. People are going in there with serious ailments, and we're out there laughing.
Yes.
Like, hey, look at that real quick.
Yeah, Greg's here.
Just acknowledge the skis. Look at them.
I see the skis they're on the couch. I can see them. They're actually here.
Those are nice.
Greg's
poles. He didn't mention the poles, but I guess that would.
But that'd be you got to bring the poles with the skis. Kind of part
even,
of the operation.
I don't even think I've seen ski poles in person.
Well, now you have.
Wow. You've never seen ski poles in person.
Mm-mm, no,
that's
not until this very moment. Wow.
Have you ever skied before?
No.
That would help the reason.
Yeah, I didn't start skiing until way late in my life when I was coaching at Utah State. Even Utah, I didn't
ski. Did you enjoy it?
Did. Really did enjoy it.
Did
really
you?
Enjoyed it. Yes.
What else do we do on Fridays after Idle Chit Chat?
The call.
Roll call. Text right now your name, your age, where you're listening from, and what fourth item today from The Breakers.
Listen to some classic music last night. What is your favorite Barry Manilow song?
Okay.
Favorite I got that one.
Barry Manilow song, what would that be? I heard I write the songs last night. Well, that was incredible. But then I got to thinking, that's not it. Mine's Mandy.
I love. Not too modern.
Mandy,
you gave, you came and you gave. Well, I'll take it. Then I sent you away, oh Mandy. You kissed me and stopped me from shaking.
Yeah, don't tell me it's not great. That's Mandy.
And I need you today, oh Mandy.
I write the songs that makes the whole world sing.
Sing, you got.
Oh yeah,
I'll take Copacabana.
Yeah,
I'm taking
Copacabana. You're kidding me.
Nope.
Copacabana.
That is a horrifying song.
That's a horrifying song.
Hottest spot north of Havana.
That is horrifying.
That is Barry. I think Barry's a.
He's not even proud of
that. No, he's not.
I'm taking Copacabana. If somebody has to, I'll take Copacabana.
I'm with
for
you.
For Barry.
Jake's taking
it. He wrote it. He sang it.
Music and passion.
We're always the fashion.
Yes.
At the Copa. They fell Copa. In love.
They Copa fell in love.
Oh, what? This
is Copa.
Are you serious?
I have to.
What else you got, Steve?
All right. I got to take.
What are you going with, Connor? Write it down so we have your
songs. You know Barry.
Oh, I like.
You know who Barry
one.
Manilow is, Connor?
Looks like we made it.
Oh, yeah.
That's
looks
good song.
Like we made
that's,
it.
That's a good song.
You
good
feel
choice.
Like, you feel like this.
Yep.
That you know what?
It's a release.
If our show keeps going well, that should be our song. Looks like we
like
made
we
it.
Should.
That's our new theme
Barry
song.
Manilow.
If we get syndicated.
That'll be our first disc.
Yes. Looks like we made it. Be the first song.
That's a big production song.
Yeah,
it's a big production.
Anything else on there, Steve? Songs that stand out? Because Barry has a lot of songs. Barry was in our...
There's not a ton, actually.
Mandy was so good.
Mandy is pretty maudlin.
Yeah.
He does a lot of covers. Raindrops keep falling on my head.
Can't count those, though.
Can't count
covers. It's not his song.
Yeah, it's not Barry. What do you got for this text line?
All right, text line, roll call. Here we go. MT Westie in Havelock says, I'm 24, not 54. I didn't say you were 54.
Oh, wow.
John Draft.
Still Barry.
Raindrops falling on my head. That's a cover,
he does cover it.
But he does it really well. So, hey, you know what? We're not... we had a deal yesterday, and you were arguing with Helen Reddy over Tanya Tucker.
That's true.
And they both kind of claim
with
it. So let's not come at Barry on raindrops. So
Farley's here with a half naked.
Yes,
he is. Robin York, age 56, still working on recovery. He was in the hospital last week. Favorite is Mandy.
Thank you.
Eric Hickman, Mandy, age 58. Chet in Nebraska City, none. Barry Manilow is trash. From Chet, age 33. Lou in Orlando, age 81. Mandy. Gavin and Pender, age 54. Mandy.
Okay. Yeah.
Brian in Dallas is age 44. No Barry for me.
Okay.
No songs.
That's fine.
Buster in Air Park, walking the dog. Mandy.
Mandy.
God, they like Mandy.
Triple H's dad in rural Gage County, age 44. Manilow sucks. No answer.
He doesn't suck.
Manilow
He's
sucks.
Barry.
Brian in Clive, Iowa says, it never rains in Southern California.
Oh. He does sing that.
He does sing that.
Is that a cover or his song?
Yes, it's a cover. I'm pretty sure it's a cover.
Will in Fullerton says, I'm age 43, and I think I'm too young for Barry still.
Go What's back.
The, well, I know Copacabana. Yeah. And I know Looks Like We Made It. Everyone knows that song. Yeah. Looks Like We Made It. That one.
Yeah. Oh, it's bigger than that.
I was just doing it bigger.
Do it bigger. Jake.
not ready for this yet.
Looks like we made it.
Yeah,
there you go. That's better. That's a better Barry.
He doesn't talk. He doesn't. Looks like we made it.
Looks like we. Did you come out, Barry? Looks like we made it.
Looks like we made it.
That's it.
I'll be damned.
I'll be damned.
Finally, someone says Copacabana. Okay. Thank you, Kevin.
At the
not
Copa.
Alone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Copacabana.
It never rains in California.
Hottest spot north of Havana. God, people are turning off their radio.
No, they're not. Levi North Platte is heading to Norman, Oklahoma. Does not give me a song here.
He's heading to Norman.
Okay.
Dan in Wichita, age 74. Sorry, I don't care for his songs. No response.
It's okay.
Jay in Denver, age 28. I've never heard a Manilow song in my life.
Where's Rashawn?
I haven't got to YouTube yet. See.
Jake just gave me a song.
Matt is sitting in the dry sauna in Genesis celebrating my 53rd trip around the sun.
Nice.
I write the songs.
What is
his name?
I write the songs. Sauna. What is a dry sauna?
It's a sauna at the gym.
Just a sauna.
Just a hot room, basically.
Yeah. How about that? That's one thing. Now, there's zero chance you're going to see me sitting in a sauna. Yeah.
I'm not doing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, not doing that.
Kind of before. That's terrible.
I take that back. We have a little sauna thing at our house.
Oh, of course. You didn't even.
but you don't sit in it.
Probably have a lot of things you don't know.
Do you sit in that sauna or not?
That I'll do. I'm just not sitting in a group sauna.
That is wealth. When you have a sauna and it doesn't even occur to you.
I forgot we had a damn sauna in the house. Scotty McCook, age 61. Mandy! Anthony, age 41, says, I don't know any Barry Manilow, my bad.
Google it. You'll like it.
My bad. Don't worry about it.
I hope he did this, too.
Kyle.
My bad. On the chest.
Kyle in Newport, Rhode Island, age 23, Copacabana.
Age 23, people are still living.
Thank
How about
you,
that,
Kyle.
Connor? Connor's in the I've never heard of it. Hey, Connor, guess what? Stick it.
Cody and Mullen, never heard of Barry Manilow before. Don't have an answer.
That's fine.
Rick and Susie in Center with Huskerland Bulldogs. Looks like we made it.
There you go. Oh, Rick and Susie, FYI, I'm not sure if you're listening today, but I have promised Rhonda Ravel a free bulldog. So that might hurt a little to your...
They might be out of the woods because you might not want it.
She's not sure, but it might happen.
Yeah, she's pretty busy, though.
We got a text from Joel and Josh, who are rolling the greens at Beatrice Country Club right now.
Oh, wow.
Setting the pins, getting ready for the horseshoe, trying to beat Seth today. Yeah, Seth's playing in the horseshoe.
What's the horseshoe?
What's the horseshoe?
Big tournament where they draw for names on Wednesday. It's a three-day tournament. I think it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
You're not playing?
I was invited. I didn't. I'm not playing.
Jake alludes to it like it's Wimbledon.
It was a big deal.
The horseshoe. Beatrice, the horseshoe.
The horseshoe.
They draw for names. Seth has a good partner, Dan Gleason, great golfer in Beatrice. Yeah. I think they had it was windy. They had an okay day yesterday.
Wow, but they're rolling the
green. Joel,
that would have been horrible to golf yesterday. It was 50-mile-an-hour winds.
Joel is known for being the run the damn ball guy on Twitter. Okay. He's forever.
Wait a second.
Joel. He's a big run the ball guy.
I know who he is. He's rolling the greens?
Yep, he is.
He's rolling the greens?
And Josh.
He's from Beatrice?
Oh, yeah.
I've seen Joel on Twitter. Yeah.
Well,
I saw a guy doing the greens the other day, just yesterday, and they go forward and backward. They'll go, and then I'll see the guy looking over in reverse and like that.
Didn't know that.
That's pretty sweet.
Good knowledge.
Sean Omaha with us, Bandstand Boogie. That's the first we've heard from that
Bandstand
one.
Bandstand Boogie is good. That's got some energy to
Not
it.
Not sure.
Another new one. Yeah. Looney in Littleton, Colorado, 875 Weekend in New England. I've not seen that one yet. Like, we're getting some new entries here.
Oh. That's a good song also. Bandstand Boogie, he got into it. Oh. We should play that.
Okay.
Officer McLeod says 837. Hell, I'll go with Jake. Copacabana.
Thank you.
That's like five now in Copacabana.
Copacabana.
See, you guys hey, like the song.
Steve, where's Copacabana at?
It's the hottest spot north of Havana.
Okay, Aaron's on his way to work in Seward. Mandy, another Mandy entry. Yeah. Mandy's blowing the field away at this point with answers. Joel in Wisconsin, Copacabana. Rosebud in Elmwood, looks like we made it. Corey at Duncan, Mandy. Guilt Nerd with this is Copacabana. God Bearded dang. Ben, I write the songs. West Wet Blanket is westbound on I-80. He drops a Copacabana.
Wait a second.
He drops a line. Says her name was Lola. She was a showgirl.
Hey, that was who was that?
It's Wet Blanket.
Is he driving? He's driving.
He dropped that westbound. Lola. Her name was Lola. She was a showgirl.
Wet Blanket's driving to where?
I don't know. He's westbound on I-80. I don't know where he's going.
That made my day. Yeah. That right there. Her name was Lola. she was a showgirl.
I wish I had the next line.
I should know that one.
Lola, she was a showgirl.
We're looking that up.
Yeah, look at that. Yeah, we'd like to.
Husker Mike and Waterloo can't smile without you.
Oh!
By the way, in the backyard doing chores already this morning. They had a party this weekend.
Chores. Hey. He's outside.
At 6:35.
6:30 in the backyard.
Thank you, Mike.
God dang, Mike.
Jane and Wahoo, looks like we made it. Her song.
Thank you.
Matt is in Lincoln. On his couch, feeding his three-month-old, sipping some coffee. I don't have a song.
Her name was Lola. She was a showgirl. Is the very first line of the song.
It's
a really good second line.
Hey, what is it?
Her name was Lola. She was a showgirl with yellow feathers in
her hair.
And a dress cut down to there.
She would merengue?
She would merengue.
And do the cha-cha. And while she tried to be a star, Tony always tended bar. This is a genius song.
So now we're back on the Copacabana. See? Not so bad after
Start again. Her name was Lola.
She was a showgirl. With yellow feathers in her hair and a dress cut down to there. She would merengue and do the cha-cha. And while she tried to be a star, Tony always tended bar. See, he paints a great picture.
Tony's the song. You know Tony and Lola now.
Oh, yeah.
So if you
she's doing
your
a merengue
idea,
and he's tending bar.
Everything makes sense.
Yep.
And you attacked Jake.
Yeah, you did. See, you like the lyrics.
And then
it's
we know
song.
Where it's at, too.
Yeah, see, now you like it. Maybe we'll play it for Song of the Day.
I know where it's at.
We should change it. We should go to Song
should
of the
Day. Change the Copacabana today.
Yes, we're doing that, Jake.
You know,
this is probably going to a bad spot. I think they break up.
Did they?
We'll keep going. Find that out. Scott in Minnesota.
Oh, it says, remember the last line of the song is Don't Fall in Love.
Scott in Minnesota says his karaoke go-to is Copacabana. A lot of support.
This is karaoke goat.
Brett Bertrand. Let's see. He says Copacabana. Tom. Two people from Rhode Island listening this morning. We got Kyle and Tom.
From Rhode Island.
Yeah, we had Kyle in Newport, Rhode Island. And now we have Tom in I'm not sure where in Rhode Island. But he says Mandy for his song.
We have two in Rhode Island.
At least it's going to be the first time ever we had two Rhode Island listeners on
the
show.
Weren't we short Rhode Island when we tried to get all 50?
Yes.
We showed up with like 48 states and Rhode Island didn't make it. Hey, also, we need to pick a date again when we're going for all 50. Mm-hmm. We need to pick that.
Joe says they don't break up. Tony gets killed in a bar fight because some guy named Rico kills Tony.
Right.
Is that what happened?
I think he's right.
Is there actually a death in Copacabana?
It's a death I didn't even know. I thought it was a happy song. He got killed
it
in the bar fight.
It sounds happy.
It sounds happy.
Now it's a disco, but not for Lola. Ola. Still in the dress she used to wear, faded feathers in her hair. She lost her youth and she lost her Tony. Now she's lost her mind.
So Tony's
it
sad.
It gets dark.
So yeah. Tony died then.
It gets
the song.
Dark.
And she's still in there dancing, but just not the same. It's a disco.
Here's what happened. Rico went a bit too far. Tony sailed across the bar. And then punches flew and chairs were smashed in two. There was blood and a single gunshot. But just who shot who?
People took shots at Barry Manilow today.
Yeah,
your favorite Barry Manilow song. And now And now we have maybe one of the best lyrics we've ever had.
But just who shot who?
Tony's dead.
Tony's gone.
Oh, my God.
It's the disco, but not for Lola.
She still wears the same outfit.
She lost her youth and she lost her Tony. Now she's lost her mind. God.
By the way, we have other people mowing the greens right now. We've got Peyton mowing the greens at Connor's course, Pioneers Golf Course, age 24. He says, who the hell is Barry Manilow?
Come on.
But hey, right now, today, for the youth, this is a challenge. Just listen to Copacabana.
Youth challenge.
Youth challenge today. Youth challenge. Everyone listen to Copacabana.
How would you go about it?
It's easy. First
Apple
of all,
Music? YouTube?
Go to YouTube. It's there.
That's what I would do.
Yeah.
Just YouTube it. Just type in Copacabana Manilow.
It'll pop up.
So we had Joel and Josh rolling the greens at BCC. We have Peyton at Pioneers. We have Scooter mowing the fairways at Wilderness Ridge now. Hole six to be exact.
We're a golf maintenance channel.
Theme.
How about that?
Brian says, I am vindicated for all the Copacabana support. Thank you, Brian.
You are, Jake. You are.
You're fully vindicated.
I've never jumped into this. I'm going into a place I shouldn't go. Jake, we have to go Copa for the song of the
Might have time. I can change it.
After this.
Not today.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, today.
I want to be surprised.
That's true, yeah.
I don't.
Can't we do Copa?
We've got the lyrics up.
I can play it later on the
breakers
show.
Just play it later
in.
On the show.
I'll play it later on the show.
No, I don't think
I'll
we,
play in the 8 o'clock hour.
Bill, okay, we do not mess with the spirit of song of the day.
Okay, as long as we're going to play it sometime.
I'll play it during the 8 o'clock hour.
How about next section?
That is the roll call, sponsored by our friends at Madsen's Bowling and Billiards. Go see Sarah, the spirit animal of Lincoln.
Sarah could sing Copacabana.
She could be Lola.
She could be Lola.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you right now, if you brought her in, she'd be like, she was a showgirl.
Right. Wow, it got real in Copa.
Tone had no idea there was a life lost.
Sarah's just out the 48th and Holdridge in Lincoln. Go see her for billiards, karaoke.
Pocket billiards.
EJ's Bar and Lounge is incredible food. They're very proud of EJ's Bar and Lounge, and they should be. It's wonderful.
It is wonderful.
Billiards, bowling, everything at Madsen. And darts at Madsen's Bowling and Billiards.
It's an eclectic crowd, too, which is good. It's all ages.
Yes. Before we get out of here for break, reminder, it is a massive weekend for Nebraska. We got baseball, by the way.
Big.
They win 12-7 last night. They were down.
Come back.
They were down early, 4-1.
Yeah, 4-1. Then a 4-0.
Cardiac kids.
They're up 1-0.
Oh, I'm sorry.
4-1. Then a 7-run, 6-inning. They win 12-7 over Minnesota. Game 2 today, 8 at 5 p.m. in Minneapolis.
That game lasted 3 hours and 48 minutes. There was a 25-minute ump.
There was a problem early on.
Yeah, what happened? Did he get sick? Or
was there a review?
It was 25 minutes.
I don't know what
happened. Which is insane.
Yeah, it was 3 hours 48 minutes.
What would you be reviewing?
I don't know. You'd have to look at it. I could. Here, real quick.
Breakers check
do that. In. Also, softball today, 5:30. They'll play against South Dakota following the Louisville Grand Canyon game again.
Who's on the mound?
Who's on the hill?
I don't know if it's Jordy Fetz Alexis. I do not know.
Come on, let's see. Let's get to the bottom of this.
But ESPN Plus for Nebraska today. ESPNU for the first game. We know that's a topic of anger in the on the
show.
What
about baseball? What is that on?
That's BTN today. BTN Plus as of right now for Saturday. But 5 p.m. tonight, BTN Husker baseball.
Hold on. This is pretty interesting. A Nebraska official said the extended delay of the baseball game came about in part because Minnesota attempted to protest the game based on what was unclear, perhaps malicious intent. The malicious intent involving incidental contact between the runner Rhett Stokes and first baseman Jack Below. They didn't change whatever call they made, but there was.
What do you mean by protesting the game? Like, you want to take the W, like a forfeit?
Game umpires had to ride a golf cart to retrieve a rule book to determine the sequence. They had to go get a golf cart, or they had to go get a rule book, and they used a golf cart. Wow. Anyway, 250 people at Siebert Field yesterday. Think about that. Nebraska plays in front of 8,000.
You said 250 for the attendance?
Yeah, it was 253.
And we all know that is what?
Inflated.
Inflated. There's no 253.
There's like 10 people there.
The 253 also counted the teams.
Think about the recruiting advantage. You saw the Ohio State game.
when Nebraska was out there. There's nobody there.
There's nobody there.
There's 200 people.
So that means they probably had one concession stand that had nobody in line at it at a college baseball game.
Well, now, wait a second. 250 people. You might have a couple.
I don't know about that.
I'm going to say there's one concession stand. They didn't have a concession stand.
It might have just been closed.
Might have been closed.
Man, there might not have been
a chance they had
no concessions needed.
Huskers win 12-7 today. Get softball 5:30. And we have track and field this weekend. It's massive.
Track
and field starts today.
There was some track and field.
There's buses everywhere downtown.
It's going everywhere.
Okay.
I saw someone coming out of the Hampton, and it was a gentleman, I'm going to guess about 60 maybe, and he had on a quarter zip Husker. He's a fan. So I don't know if he's here for the track or the softball. I'm going to imagine it's softball. But I'm hoping to see some people departing out of Hampton.
I haven't seen that. There's not much action.
People are peeled for that.
There's not much action.
Right now, it's Hampton is normal.
It is normal.
Not seeing anyone in and out.
No. We need to,
Well, before we get to break, if you were hungry for breakfast, brunch, or lunch in downtown Lincoln, where should the breakers go this morning?
Berry Bird.
Early Bird's open right now at 19th and K with free and spacious parking. They've got breakfast tacos, breakfast nachos, chicken fried steak, which is smothered.
Wow.
Waffles, French toast, pancakes, and the world famous hash holes.
Hash holes.
Hash holes.
Stop by today, Early Bird, 19th and K. Open every day of the week till 2 p.m. When we come back, Aging Gracefully is next on Early Break on the Ticket.